Exclusive, Sound of Freedom producer on Beating Hollywood, Disney, Netflix, Amazon Rejected Us. By Hannah Blow on July 19, 2023. Disney, Netflix, Amazon, and other studios rejected Sound of Freedom. Producer Eduardo Verástegui told Breitbart News during an exclusive interview at the Turning Point Action Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida. Over the weekend, giving glory to God for his faithfulness and the success of the movie. Verástegui detailed the movie's journey in an interview with Breitbart News days ahead of former President Donald Trump hosting a viewing of the box office surprise at his club in Bedminster, New Jersey, on Wednesday. "First of all, I am so grateful for what is happening. Just, you know, I feel like I'm dreaming. And I am afraid to wake up because this is a dream. It's been a beautiful dream," he said, explaining how he and the director of the film, Alejandro Monteverde, ultimately teamed up to create a production company. He said it has been 8 years since they met Tim Ballard, whom the movie is based on, and they knew they needed to do the film because of a global child trafficking problem. "As you know, USA is the number one consumer of child sex in the world. Mexico is the number one provider. I love Mexico, I love America. We need to make America and Mexico free again. We need a movement. This movie will start a movement, we just didn't know how and when," he said, explaining they finished the film a few years ago. However, Disney ultimately acquired 21st Century Fox, and those he made a deal with previously left. "So now in this way, I show the movie to them finished and they told me this movie is not for us," he said, asserting that he asked for the movie back. They negotiated for a year, and he said he took the movie out of Disney and began knocking on doors with Netflix, Amazon, and other studios, all of whom rejected it. "Some of them, they just didn't even answer my phone calls," he said, adding, "We sent hundreds and hundreds of messages from different people. Nothing." He said he prayed and asked God to send some angels to rescue this video. "I'm not giving up because this movie is about saving lives. But it's been 8 years now since we started this project. It's a long time. And then Angel Studios show up," he said, explaining how they chose July 4th as the release date because if the U.S. is the number one consumer of child sex, we need to shake the conscience of this country on July 4th. "Let's do something to bring freedom back to those children that are not free," he said, explaining that they were facing a challenge due to the fact that they were facing films like Disney-backed Indiana Jones. "Humanly speaking, it was impossible to survive," he said, but he added, "God's children are not for sale. If God is with us, who can be against us? I never imagined in a million years that we beat Indiana Jones on July 4th. We're the number one movie in America," he added. Watch the full interview below.